Hello, everyone. This is Harp.
And I'm Maura.
And we're here at Culips bringing you another exciting episode.
We're going to remind you to go to our website, culips.com, because it's on our website where you can become a member. And when you're a Culips member, you have access to all of our pretty cool past episodes with transcripts, more detailed explanations of the expressions we use in those episodes, and quizzes.
Yep. And remember, we're on Facebook and Twitter, so come on over, say hi, and maybe leave us an idea for an upcoming episode that you want to hear about.
Definitely. We love, love, love to hear from you.
Now, Maura, where have you been?
Well, Harp, you've seen me, but it's true that some of our listeners, our longtime listeners, might have wondered that. I've just been a busy bee and still been working behind the scenes on Culips, but I took a bit of a hiatus from recording. So my voice box is all rested, and now I'm back to start recording again.
Well, welcome back. I know our listeners are going to be very, very excited to hear from you. And I think we should get started with today's episode.
I'm totally pumped to get started.
All right. So today we're going to bring you a Chatterbox episode, and that's where we chat. We're going to talk about something pretty fun. We're going to talk about the movies.
Yeah, the movies. And it's pretty rare to meet someone who doesn't like going to see a movie. Pretty much everybody likes the movies, maybe different styles, but it's something that everyone enjoys from time to time.
Yep. So we're going to break it down today. We're going to talk about going to watch a movie.
Right. Like in the theaters. And then also watching movies at home.
Yes. And then we're going to finish with talking about some of our favorite movies of all time.
I can't wait for that part.
Super excited.
So Harp, have you been to the movies lately?
I actually haven't been to the movies in probably a year.
I actually haven't been lately either, although I've been wanting to go. I really love going to see a movie.
See, I'm kind of torn. I love things like popcorn at the movies, and I love trailers, but I find the seats kind of uncomfortable, and I prefer to be on my couch.
That's really funny, because I remember that I was a bit uncomfortable in the movie seats too, but if the movie is really good, then I find it can distract you if you're a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, and it's always nice to watch movies that have kind of some action, or the cinematography is really nice on that big screen. That's when I find going to the movies is really enjoyable.
It's also funny. I don't know if we're both picky, but the movie seats nowadays are pretty big and spacious. I remember when I was a kid, the seats were much smaller and much more basic.
Yep, I agree. And I think when I was a teenager, I only ever went to the Dollar Theater, and those were very, very uncomfortable seats.
Oh yeah, there's a Dollar Cinema in Montreal, and the seats are super uncomfortable.
Yep, I remember we went there once together almost 8 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while, eh?
Yep.
But this subject gives me the chance to talk about an amazing movie theater experience I had, especially talking about seats.
Ooh, tell me.
When I was in Thailand, or before I even got to Thailand, some friends told me that you could go to see a movie and sit in like a big reclining chair, and you could lean back, you could even have a blanket, and I was so, so excited to try it out.
Wow, that sounds super comfortable. So was it as good as you were hoping it would be?
Yes, it was so great. It was just amazing. I don't know what more to say about it. You're comfortable, you're relaxed, and sometimes when it's hot outside and the movie theaters are air conditioned, you can get cold, but not in Bangkok where I went. I got to have a nice cover and I was cozy. It was great.
So nice. That sounds great. They need to bring that idea here to Canada.
Yeah. You know, I've also recently seen online different places in the world have different kinds of movie theaters. And I've seen places where they have like a bed. So you can actually really relax and take it easy.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, I wish that the listeners could have just seen your face, Harp, when I said that you could go to the movie theater and sit in a bed. Her eyes just lit up because she was so excited by that idea.
It's true, because I love going to the movies, but I find the seats are uncomfortable. So if there was a bed or even a reclining chair like you're talking about, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, we just have to figure out how to get that to Canada now.
Yeah, it's quite expensive to go to the movies now. It's like almost $15 per person.
Yeah, I remember when all the movie theaters were kind of revamped with newer, bigger seats and all of the prices went up. $15 for me, maybe because I remember the good old days when it was cheaper, does seem a little expensive.
Yep. So when I do go to the movies, I always go on Tuesday because it's cheap Tuesdays and you get a discount and it's usually half price.
Yeah, that's a pretty standard practice across the country. If you want to go to a movie, Tuesdays are half price, so it's a pretty sweet deal. The only thing to keep in mind is that a lot of people go for this deal, so the movie theaters are really, really busy on Tuesdays.
Yep. But for me, it's worth it because I don't like to watch a movie at the movie theater and not have popcorn. So with cheap Tuesdays and getting half price on my ticket, I can get the popcorn, which is also really expensive, but so worth it because it's so delicious.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Normally when I go to the movie, I don't buy any snacks because they're super duper expensive.
Yep. I agree. They're super expensive. But for me, going to the movies is kind of something I do for a date night or it's a special occasion. So I'll splurge and get some popcorn, which can be like something like $7 or $10. So it's super expensive. But like I said, that popcorn at the movie theater is just so delicious.
Yeah. And so salty and buttery, but so good. I do agree. All right. So now let's talk about watching movies at home. And I guess we both just said we haven't been to the theater recently, so we're probably watching movies at home.
Definitely. I watch a lot of movies at home.
Mm-hmm. How many times a week would you say you're watching a movie?
At least once a week I watch a movie at home, I would say.
Yeah, nice. I really love to watch a movie too, especially like on a Friday when the week is done and you're tired and you just want to take it easy. You don't want to have to do much. You can really relax and get comfortable and watch a movie.
And pop some popcorn at home, which is delicious, but not as good as movie theater popcorn.
Not as salty and not as buttery.
Yeah, but still good. And it's comfortable because you can wear your pajamas and just hang out on your couch and watch a movie.
It's interesting because the experience of watching movies at home recently has changed a lot. When we first had VCRs, video cassette recorders, people would have to go to a movie store to rent a movie. They had to go to a store, look at the shelves, choose a movie, and then come home. But now there are so many even faster ways to rent a movie.
I know, that's true. And I'm actually sure that many of our younger listeners won't even know what a VCR is. But it's true. Now it's easy to go online and find movies on iTunes or some people illegally download them. But it's easy to do. You don't have to leave your house and go to the movie store and pick a movie and pay for it and bring it home.
Yeah. But like you said, Harp, a lot of people are either buying movies online or downloading them illegally. It's so popular that so many places where you could go and rent a DVD are closing down. It's very rare to see a place now where you can go and rent movies.
Yep. I don't even actually know where to go and rent a movie now in Montreal because the place I used to go to closed down about 6 months ago.
Yeah. I know that here in Canada, some rules changed in the new year and they're really trying to crack down on that because so many people are illegally watching movies. It's a problem here, and it's a problem, I would say, across the world, anyone who's got internet.
Yeah, it's definitely a problem. But there are many ways to find movies online that are not illegal.
yeah, you can go to the iTunes store and you can buy movies or rent them for a certain amount of time.
It's super easy to watch movies at home, but I do remember that I enjoyed going to the movie store and kind of walking around, and it would make me think about movies that I forgot that I wanted to watch, and then I would pick them and watch them and enjoy them. While when I'm at home, I feel like I have to know what I want to watch. It's harder to come up with something new and think of a new movie to watch that I haven't thought of.
Yeah, I agree. It kind of was fun to go and shop around and discuss about what movie you felt like watching, except when you're with a bigger group of people. Then it was so frustrating and almost impossible to all agree on a movie.
Definitely. That was quite annoying. I love watching movies at home because it's more comfortable, I find. But the one thing I do miss is watching trailers.
I totally relate to that. I really like movie trailers too. I loved sitting down to a movie in the theater or at home and watching a few trailers before the movie started. It like got you in the mood for a movie.
Yeah. So sometimes what I do is go to YouTube at home and just watch a couple of movie trailers just to kind of give me that same feeling of being in a movie theater.
Do you watch the trailers before you watch a movie?
I usually do.
That's so funny. I love that.
Yeah, I really love movie trailers. Sometimes I think they're better than the actual movie.
You know, I thought that what you did was really cute, but I watch movie trailers online too. Just randomly though, not before I watch a movie. Like if I just want to watch a little bit of something, a few videos, I go online and I just find some new movie trailers and watch a few of them. I really like that too.
Yeah, I find they're really well done and they get you into the spirit of the movie and they make you really want to watch them.
Yeah. And for that reason, I'm always really up to date on upcoming movies because I've probably watched the trailer online.
Yeah. I find I'm usually watching older movie trailers, so you're going to have to give me some tips on where to find the new ones.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. That's true that if I really like a movie, I kind of want to watch the trailer to remind me of it.
Yep.
But we're not at that part yet. We should save it and talk about our favorite movies in a few more minutes.
Yes, let's continue with this topic.
Oh, yeah. And we also forgot another really popular way that people watch movies. I can't believe that we forgot this way.
Which way?
Netflix.
Oh, how could we have forgotten that?
I don't know, because I have a Netflix account and I definitely watch movies there.
So silly of us. Why don't you explain what Netflix is?
Well, it's a way to watch as many movies or TV shows as you want. You pay a monthly fee and you have access to streaming videos. Most of the time they're not brand new, but you have tons of movies and the selection changes over time. It's a pretty widely used service.
Yeah, I don't have Netflix, but a couple of my friends do, and it's awesome because they have a lot of older movies, but really good movies. And like you said, not brand new releases, but some very good movies on there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm happy with it. You should think about it.
Yeah, I have thought about it. Maybe I will get it. Okay, so I think we should move to the topic we've been waiting for this whole episode. Our favorite movies of all time.
I just love my really favorite movies. I think they're so great, and probably after talking about them, I'm going to want to watch them again.
I'm going to feel the same way. So start. Tell me one of your favorite movies of all time.
One of my favorite movies of all time is Reality Bites.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah. It came out in the early 90s, and if you don't know this movie, it stars Winona Ryder and Ethan Hawke, and they're part of a group of friends who are like in their early 20s, and they're trying to figure out the rest of their lives. So it's about dating and trying to find your career and where you fit into society, and it's just a really great movie, and it has a good soundtrack too.
Cool. When was the last time you saw it? Was it recent?
I would say that I did re-watch it in the past couple years. Actually, it was on Netflix, so I thought, why not?
See, that's fun. I like how they have old movies.
Yeah, and one thing about it is that even though it was filmed in the early 90s, it's still so modern, I find, and so current. Like, the same movie really almost could have been made today.
So interesting. I haven't watched it recently at all. I think I watched it when it first came out, but I might watch it again.
I know you'll at least go watch the movie trailer.
I will, for sure.
Okay, now, of course I have more than one favorite movie, but I'm dying to know one of yours.
Okay, I don't know if this is going to be one of your favorite movies of all time, but I know a lot of people who have the same favorite movie as me.
Oh, wait, I think I do know it.
The Princess Bride.
Yes, I do. You've told me before. I think maybe even we've mentioned it on a past episode at some time.
I'm sure, because I love this movie so much. The Princess Bride is an amazing movie, and I think it's actually more than 30 years old now.
I have definitely seen that movie, but not in a long, long time. Like, when I was a kid.
You have to rewatch it. It's amazing. I watched it, I think, last year, and it's just great. It's just lighthearted, but it's just amazing. I can't say enough good things about it.
Yeah, I remember it was really quirky, and there were a lot of pretty funny bits with names or physical things. Yeah, I remember it being a good movie and popular.
It is so good. I love that movie. I've watched it so many times in my life. It's just brings a smile to my face every time I even think about it.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of movie nostalgia right now too.
So what's another one of your favorite movies?
Well, I really have a lot of favorite movies, but another one of my favorites that's definitely at the top of the list is The Truman Show.
Oh, that was a really good movie.
Yeah. I'll explain a little bit about it in case you don't know. Jim Carrey's character has been filmed his whole life. It's a reality show, and he doesn't know that he's being filmed, and all the people in his life are actors. And when the movie starts, he's an adult, and he starts questioning a lot of the things that are going on and gets suspicious of a lot of the people that he knows. And I just find it a really great movie. And I think it does a really good job at commenting on society and reality shows and how much we make entertainment out of people's lives. I think it's really interesting.
Yeah, and actually the movie came out before a lot of these reality shows started coming out, and now people reference The Truman Show a lot. I find that a lot of people talk about it.
I definitely talk about it.
Yeah, it was a very good movie.
So you must have another favorite movie too.
Yes, one of my other favorite movies. And this one is a little bit cheesy, but it's The Bodyguard.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yep, so it's with Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner. And I think it was in the 90s that it was filmed. And it's about basically a famous singer and her bodyguard. And I will completely admit that it was super cheesy, but I've just seen it so many times that it's just really a part of my youth.
You know, I think that some of our favorite movies really have a lot to do with the time we watched it and the feelings we had. Because even though I laughed at you, and I will forever laugh at you, I remember when that movie came out when I was a teenager, and I loved it and all my friends loved it. And the song I Will Always Love You, mm-hmm. sung by Whitney Houston, was so popular. So I can understand. And if I, by chance, came across that movie on TV one day, I would probably be really happy to watch it.
Yeah, it was a really good movie.
But you're right in that it's kind of a classic man and woman, tense relationship, love develops, but then there's the thriller side.
Yeah, and I love Kevin Costner, so it was great.
Oh my gosh, I'm learning so much about Harp today.
Yeah, I like most of his movies, and I saw him recently in a baseball movie, I think, and he's just great still. I like him.
Wow, interesting.
All right, so let's do a quick recap of what we talked about today. We started with talking about going to the movies.
And then we talked about watching movies at home, comfy, cozy on the couch.
Yep, and we talked about some of our favorite movies of all time.
And you know, like always, when we have a really fun episode and we talk about something, it always gets me in the mood to go do it. So now I want to go watch some of these older movies that I haven't seen in a while.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Well, I guess everyone knows what we're doing tonight.
Yep. So remember, check out the website, culips.com, C-U-L-I-P-S.com, and go to Facebook and Twitter and tell us what your favorite movie of all time is.
Yeah, that would be great to know. So we'll say goodbye for now, but we'll be back soon with another Q Lips episode.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.